foods, plant-based, lifestyle, ask questions, and make your own conclusions. Decide for yourself whether this is something for you.
The free session, which will include a Q&A, will be held Saturday, April 27th at 2 p.m. in the Madden Auditorium at the Decatur Public Library. Most people may soon be able to get booze delivered with their groceries. The Senate passed a bill last week setting a statewide standard for alcohol delivery. The sponsor says the legislation is a work in progress and will likely be amended in the House to let communities have some local control. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
And six adults dead. In France, a vow from the president to rebuild the burned Notre Dame Cathedral.
And I want for this to be done within the next 5 years.
That's Fox. Now Fox's Simon Owen is live in Paris.
Dave, as we watch firefighters here continuing to assess how stable the cathedral is, the French government is outlining rebuilding plans. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe just announcing a competition for architects worldwide to rebuild the Notre Dame spire, which collapsed in flames. The Prime Minister also saying they currently have no idea how much the reconstruction will cost. Meanwhile, Notre Dame's rector saying the church will be closed for 5 to 6 years. Dave?
Simon, the Trump administration has a new policy at the border that could face an ACLU challenge in court. The attorney general orders immigrants who come here illegally, then seek asylum, have to remain in custody until an immigration judge hears their case. Now, that will not apply for unaccompanied minors and families. Yuma, Arizona's mayor might like the new policy. He's just declared a state of emergency because
there is an imminent threat on having too many migrant releases into our community.
This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Now, President Trump just tweeted, Democrats in Congress must come back from vacation and change immigration laws, though they have blamed his policies on asylum for creating the surge of migrants at the border. Today, the Trump administration is expected to make a change to longstanding U.S. policy. It would allow lawsuits against foreign companies doing business in properties seized from Americans after Cuba's 1959 revolution. The Spanish government is asking the European Union to challenge that U.S. move. For the second time, President Trump has issued a veto, this time over a Saudi-related issue.
Calling it unnecessary and dangerous. The president vetoing a joint resolution which calls on the U.S. to end military assistance to Saudi-led forces fighting in Yemen's civil war. But Democrats like Virginia Senator Tim Kaine are accusing the president of turning a blind eye to Saudi Arabia's actions that, quote, fly in the face of American values, like the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The president's relationship with Saudi Arabia has been a point of contention with Congress, but they lack the votes to override the veto. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
In North Carolina, an abortion-related bill could also be vetoed. It's a measure aimed at protecting babies who survive abortion attempts.
Lawmakers in North Carolina's House have approved the Born Alive bill a day after the state Senate passed it. The measure requires doctors to care for babies born alive during failed late-term abortions or face prison time. Republican supporters say the bill has nothing to do with abortion. The aim is to protect infants. Opponents say the bill threatens abortion providers, and it probably won't get past Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. A spokesman for the governor wrote in an email, "This unnecessary legislation would criminalize doctors for a practice that simply does not exist." Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising ahead of the opening bell next hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
A three-run home run, and the Cardinals win it in walk-off style. Look at this crowd.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window, brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Woo! It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Start packing.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Starting off a little cloudy today, but that will clear up and we'll have mostly sunny skies today and highs near 78 degrees. For tonight, showers, thunderstorms possible, lows around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, more of the same, showers, thunderstorms with highs near 63. Friday, looking at mostly cloudy skies, highs near 54 degrees. It is 59 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, April 17th edition of Buyers and Company. This hour, Martin Atkins will join us to talk about the Midwest Music Expo. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and we have Cardinals tickets to give away courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. It starts now. Okay. Did you turn the lights off in there or half the speakers and everything else? Okay. Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Wednesday. We have the great pleasure. And I tell you, life takes a strange twist. If you told me back in, 1983, my favorite T-shirt at the time was a Public Image Limited shirt that I had that I wish I had today because it was a great T-shirt. If you said, hey, Brian, you're going to get into your 50s and you're going to sit and talk to the drummer of that group about a Midwest Music Expo, I would have said, you're crazy. The guy's from England, but now he's based in Chicago. You're described as literally an artist, an educator, a label owner, and an entrepreneur, and it's our great pleasure to welcome you to the program, Mr. Martin Atkins. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, that was a great... I love being in that band, 79 to 85, sitting behind Johnny Rotten.
Yes.
That was crazy.
It was crazy. I just watched the whole Gen X documentary over again and the importance of punk music. You know, so many, we talk about millennials. Gen X doesn't get talked about a lot, but, you know, we were the age of divorce and the age of AIDS and crack and all of this stuff. But punk being born out of that and the Sex Pistols and that whole movement and how big it was in England. We tend not to kind of remember back how big it was.
Well, and I shy away from talking about it sometimes because I don't want to sound like the guy who's like, well, when I was a boy.
Yeah.
But punk changed everything for me. It enabled me to not hesitate when I thought about writing a book, when I thought about starting a record label, when I thought, I have a label, I should start a studio. I just built one. And taught myself to engineer. That was punk. It gave me not the confidence, because that would be kind of a swaggery thing,
yeah.
But it gave me the ability to just do stuff.
All right. You go back to England in the mid 1970s, right? And we're here in America trying to figure out what the hell this disco thing is. And you've got terrible economy, recession, not a lot of opportunity for youth. You know, people, I don't think, put the societal impact to why punk was born.
Well, and I remember sitting with my mum looking at when we would have electricity, because the miners were on strike. Margaret Thatcher was using the police to beat up the miners illegally. And I tell students now, like, you know, students would have a heart attack if I said there's no Wi-Fi for the next 15 minutes.
Yes.
You know, but we used to sit and go, well, we don't have any electricity on Tuesday, so we'll have cheese sandwiches on Tuesday. We used to plan out the week. We can have a bath on Thursday. Well, it doesn't matter for English people because we don't bathe anyway. But we'd have to. That was a joke.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, I'm just making sure, you know. But it was a crazy time, and it all got channeled into the music.
It really did. How big was that day on the Jubilee, you know, when the Sex Pistols were on that barge? I mean, for the youth of that country.
It was, well, one of the Sex Pistols got stabbed shortly after that. People were physically frightened by punk. You know, the establishment, and not just the government, but the record labels and the old rockers. Everybody was frightened by punk. It felt like it threatened everything, but it turned out to be a great building block.
Yeah, we could sit here and talk forever about the post-punk industrial movement and all of that. You were also involved with Nine Inch Nails and a number of ministry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you still? I mean, is that in your bones? I mean, the playing of the music. I know you're an entrepreneur, you're an author, you're a teacher now, but is playing music still a huge part of what you do?
More so now, the spectacle. We're taking my band Pigface on the road in November. We haven't been out for 14 years. Danny Carey from Tool came out with us in 94. Trent came out with us for a couple of shows back in the day. At some point, we've had bagpipes or 9 drum kits. So there's still that crazy industrial punk vibe going on.
All right, it's fantastic. The Midwest Music Expo, let's make sure we get plenty of publicity to this. First of all, you're based in Chicago now. How did you become involved with Millikan University?
One of my friends, Kevin Garneri, is working in the audio department over there. He's the guy in audio in the recording studio. He said, hey, there's some stuff going on down here. And I came to check it out, and as soon as I pulled onto the campus, I just had a feeling. It's a magnificent campus. And so I wandered around, looked into the music industry program, and they brought me on to kind of oversee that side of things.
Okay, so the relationship is there, and then how did this idea for the Midwest Music Expo, the MMX, how did that come about?
Well, seeing lots of local businesses, I was taking students over to Speakeasy Records and the River Coffee. We were hanging out over there once a week. We wanted to shine a light on that business. I met Shaney from Goss Advertising, Peggy over Art Farm, Dorfor Brewing, Brew Works, which is, I think it's around here somewhere.
The Brew Works is right across the street, yeah.
BLDD Architects, all these, I'm like, well, everybody's doing great stuff. So we wanted to shine a light on all of that, put a conference together that would grow over the next few years and create opportunity for the city, for local businesses, for people to come in. We have people coming up from Nashville, down from Chicago, see what's going on in the city and take that away with them. Greg Cott from the Chicago Tribune was here last week, and he said, my goodness, I had no idea you were doing this. So there's so many goals with doing this, and my students are arranging it, so it's great experience for them to put this on their resume as well.
Okay, so there will be interactive panels. There will be live music. There will be a marketplace and expo. This takes place May 3rd and 4th. At Millikan University, but everyone is invited, right? It's a ticketed event.
It's a ticketed event. It's $50 for 2 days, but our intention is for nobody to pay. We don't want anybody to pay. There are codes, and I can't think of any of the codes right now. Molly, if you're listening, text me. There are codes where you just type in the code, and it's free.
Okay. Well, we'll give that information out and share it. But what can people expect? Maybe they've never been to a music expo in this type of setting. What can people expect over these 2 days?
There's a few things that go on. One is the panels. They're people giving great information, insider tips, and sharing their life experiences. So the panels are great from accessibility in music. Galen Lee will be Skyping in. Contract crash course, attorneys, people who book bands, agents, venue owners, telling artists and entrepreneurs how to do this. That's all great, and that happens at these kinds of events. What's super cool for me is the networking that goes on in between the panels. I'm looking forward to that. And also on the expo floor, various businesses coming in to showcase their work, find interns to come and help them. We're all about helping other businesses as well. And I think what I'm looking forward to in this first one is all the people who come up to say, well, I would have loved to have had my business have a table. You know, when's the next one? Well, the next one is in October or November. We're doing these twice a year. And we're doing the first one so we can do the second one, so we can do the third, the fourth, and the fifth.
Okay, this is amazing. You know, Nashville's crazy, right? I was just down there, and there's so much creativity going on. You can't get anyway by car, by the way. You can't get in and out of the city. But once you get in, it's just a thriving music industry.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels real to me.
Yeah, there's great stuff going on. I think what people don't realize, perhaps, about Decatur is there's opportunity here. You know, Nashville is so crowded now that started to spill off over into Memphis. You can't get into New York City. Los Angeles is a bust. Chicago, people are getting pushed south. You know, I live by the White Sox, and everybody's getting pushed south of us. So the opportunity for creative artists to get space for themselves to be creative and for their businesses to launch is in a place like Decatur.
All right. You mentioned contracts. You can watch, you pick the documentary. I don't care what the genre is. It could be Tom Petty. It could be the Sex Pistols. Every band, every singer gets screwed over in their first contract,
yep,
right?
Yep.
That's just the way it happens in the music industry.
Yeah. The thing that frightens me, and I try and teach my students, contracts, I stopped doing contracts for a while in class because I thought, well, people know about this stuff by now. They don't. Contracts are longer than you think, always. And some of the contracts I've seen recently, it's not a question of, like, Tom Petty, his first contract being bad. Sometimes your first contract can be your last contract. So this is critical stuff. And for Eddie Sanders to come down from Chicago and share his knowledge, it's really cool. I have the code.
Ah, there you go.
So MMX2019, MMX2019 makes the ticket free.
So did they text that then?
Cheney texted me.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll give you some details on that. You've written several books. I'm looking at this, and I'm sure there were a lot of folks back in the 1970s that would love to have had the opportunity to read this type of book. Band Smart, Succeed in the Music Business on Your Own Terms. You've written a book based on this for young, aspiring, wannabe professionals. Here are the pitfalls to avoid.
Yeah, people keep making the same mistakes, and, you know, some people say it's great that you have this knowledge. I came by that knowledge by just making more mistakes than anybody I know. I'm 60 years old in August. I've been around for a while. I'm lucky enough to have survived those mistakes and then write about them.
Yeah, but the kids just see the music, right? And it just seems so glamorous. I watched an L7 documentary not all that long ago, you know, and they were so ahead of their time because they were dealing, you know, with being a female band.
Yeah.
And they called it a rags to riches to rags story. And it said, and in that documentary said at the top of their fame, they were clearing about $500 each a month, and yet they were living this touring lifestyle. Is that the biggest misnomer about, you know, professional musicians?
Yeah. You know, I quit PIL at I think the height of the band, 85. This Is Not a Love Song was a top single all over the world, top three in Japan and Australia. And I thought I'd just join another huge band. You know, I ended up planting trees for Bon Jovi's drummer at one point. But I talk about that. Nobody talks about that stuff. So that's a disconnect as well. Bands haven't, until recently, talked about the dark times, the difficult times. And so people were just sharing the good stuff. If you talk to Bono from U2, it's like, oh, yes, we're huge. I saw U2 play to 17 people in a club in London. You know, so everybody's had rough times. There's an up and a down. Even bands like Def Leppard, the big rock bands, they pared it back a decade or so ago. They became quite unfashionable, and now they're back again. So no one's really talking about longevity.
Yeah.
I think even my dad said to me, okay, you're in this band with Johnny Rotten. You've got 2 years. Make the most of it. And it fosters this smash and grab attitude where really if everybody was just more careful, not that you can do, how could you tell L7, be more careful?
Careful, right.
You know, but if you just plan a little bit, save those posters, you might, 15 years from now, you might be happy you saved that big batch of posters sitting over there in the corner. You know, save things, collect things, be the owner of the museum of you. You know, and you'll be able to perpetuate the myth.
That's a great line. Back in the day, I'm sure if I talked to you as a young man in London in the 1970s, you probably would have thought it would be not cool to be doing this at 60. You know, Mick Jagger's famous for saying, I can't imagine doing this at 30. And here you say, after heart valve replacement, going to go back out on the road. The one thing I love about this, because I personally don't think music being made today is being made the way it was. You know, the people earning their way into a career. They're winning it on a game show. But I think it's great that people are out here at the age of 60, out here older than that, still doing what they love. I'm glad that has become okay.
Well, and I think, once again, it's part of that myth to go, bam, you could be famous tomorrow. The problem with being famous tomorrow is that can be taken away next Thursday. If you slowly build a career, you can make some sidesteps and mistakes, and your fans who have built up a relationship with you will support you. They'll support you when you accidentally go country for an album or whatever it is you want to do. They'll still be there. And like, yeah, we don't like that country album. But, you know, you can build a sustainable career. It's just different these days.
No doubt about it. All right. How great is Milliken? You know, I think often when you live in a town, you take things for granted. You don't see it from outside eyes. When you look at Milliken University and the Department of Theater and Dance, and there's people who are in Hollywood making a lot of money as actors and actresses on Broadway. Mm-hmm. It's a great school.
And yes, it is. And there's a lot of alumni that we're starting to connect. I was just in Champaign talking to Bob and Jane from a company called Undertow. They book tours for artists around people's living rooms. They have a successful agency in Champaign, a management company. We're starting to reach out to all of the alumni who have come through and reconnecting everybody. We're inviting all the alumni to come to the expo event as well and just start to refocus this and grow it.
All right, the Midwest Music Expo. It's May 3rd and 4th at the Milliken University Commons. Get informed, be inspired, make connections. And Martin Atkins is with us here this morning, former member of PIL. Was just a great band. I mean, it was, you know, my formative years, right? I graduated high school in 84, so it would have been right in the wheelhouse. Loved that kind of music. How cutting edge was it looking back? I know the Sex Pistols get all the attention, but to me, I'll put PIL up there with anyone.
It was really dangerous. We didn't rehearse. It was quite common back in those days. Like, oh, there's 50 riot police outside with helicopters on horseback. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, that was just a Tuesday for us. We did American Bandstand with Dick Clark and slightly destroyed that show, you know. It felt like there was a force field around us that protected us from the craziness. And it's great to bring that. So when I'm in the classroom, I don't feel as though I'm trying to prove anything to anybody. I'm just trying to help students find themselves, find a creative mindset, and not make the same mistakes I made, or make those same mistakes with a little bit of a safety net so I can be there to help them get out of it and build a career.
All right, what was John Lydon like to work with then?
John is two people. An extremely charismatic individual, and people think of charisma as something on a game show. Ooh, turn on the charisma. There is a dark side to charisma. If you can magnetize 10,000 people in a room, and John could, there's a dark side to that, and he had that as well. So it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, if I can use that quote.
Yes.
From wherever that was. And it was electric, it was insane, it was also disappointing, and eventually I realized that the success that we had wasn't success for me. House in LA with a swimming pool, top three single, soundtrack of Miami Vice, it was not good for me. And so I gave up for a while, then joined Killing Joke Ministry, worked with Nine Inch Nails, and then started my own thing.
All right. Do people understand the mind behind Trent Reznor? I mean, is that something that you can kind of wrap your head around?
Well, I think people think of the mind of this super successful person. I see a guy who helped plaster the walls of my apartment in Chicago. You know, I have a picture of Trent with a plastering knife in his hand, working over by a light switch. You know, he's just a guy from Cleveland who was very passionate about making music, and driven. Just nothing would stop him. I met him. Well, he played trumpet in my band Brian Brain when he was living in Cleveland. So when I started Pigface, I asked him to come out from Cleveland and sing on a track.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
I have to ask, because I don't get many opportunities to talk to somebody in this time frame of this level of, what is the old gray whistle? Can you explain it to me? And
old
to
gray whistle test. It was kind of, the chemical equivalent would be a litmus test.
Okay.
It was just, if you passed the old gray whistle test, it was cool.
Yes.
You know, it was as legendary as American Bandstand.
Where did the name come from?
I think it's an old English, one of the few old English phrases that don't have double meanings. So it's radio safe.
Yeah.
And became a huge show over there that I watched as a child. So my first 6 months in PIL was all Grey Whistle Test, the John Peel radio show live, American Tour, American Bandstand, and our first show in Paris, which became a live album as well. It's a crazy, crazy first 6 months.
All right. It's amazing stuff. We want to have you back. You know, we want to put as much promotion out there as we can to make this thing successful, make sure people know that they are welcome to come. It's May 3rd and 4th at the Millikan University Commons. The Midwest Music Expo, the MMX. We'll give you details about how you can get those tickets as well. Anything I didn't ask that you'd like to talk about as far as the expo is concerned?
Yeah, just a few things. I know that CD Baby are giving everybody a free upload card for their music, and that's a $50 value. Roy Elkins from Broad Jam is coming down from Madison. He also runs Between the Waves, which is a music conference up in Madison. He'll be giving people free tickets to that. Butch Vig will be speaking at that event. So there's all kinds of other things going on, things that will be in the gift bags that we have. And please come out and support this, so we're excited to do it next time. This is, as I say to bands all the time, support the scene, and the scene will support you. And that's what we're trying to do.
Great stuff. We really appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
May 3rd and 4th, the Midwest Music Expo. Martin Atkins, thank you. We'll take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got cloudy skies, gradually becoming sunny today, and highs near 78 degrees. Then for tonight, we've got showers, thunderstorms possible, lows around 60. For your Thursday, showers, thunderstorms with highs near 63, and Friday, mostly cloudy, highs near 54. It is 59 degrees in downtown Decatur.
The Gin Mill offers a premium dining experience that is second to none in Decatur, Illinois. From fresh-cut steaks to soups and sandwiches, with a little twist, the Gin Mill is guaranteed to satisfy your dining experience with fine food and spirits that creates a night to remember. The Gin Mill is open Monday through Friday for lunch from 11 to 3 p.m., with dinner from 4 to 8:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday dining service is from 4 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The Gin Mill, Decatur's fine dining experience, 124 East Prairie Avenue, downtown Decatur.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
That was fun. Good morning and welcome. By the way, if you want to watch some really great YouTube videos, go back and look at some of the performances at the old gray whistle test. I was watching literally as we were in the break there, Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads, circa, I don't know, maybe 1981. That thing was commissioned by David Attenborough originally and ran all the way to 1988. Everything from Bob Marley and the Wailers to Joni Mitchell. You get everything there. Great old YouTube videos. Hey, that was fun, but we got to take a break for the stories and news. When we get back here, we'll visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiloh with your stories now. With the consolidated elections behind us, we have some new faces going into office. In a new podcast on NowDecatur.com, newly elected Decatur City Councilman Robbie Walker talks about the election process and his excitement to get sworn in.
I'm walking into a new team now, a team full of veterans. I'm the rookie. I'm not trying to come in and shoot all the balls. You know, I've always been a team player. I've always been able to work with different walks of life in the community.
Ronnie Walker won his seat by getting 19% of the vote, the most out of all the candidates. Walker will be sworn into the city council during the first meeting in May. Community leaders gathered yesterday at the Legacy Luncheon to discuss important issues they hope to resolve within the community. Executive Director of United Way of Decatur, Debbie Bogle, speaks on the importance of bringing these leaders together to collaborate as a team.
So it was really about bringing our organizations together to work on issues that we all have and creating that one common voice so that we can move our missions forward in the community.
The luncheon was an opportunity to hear everyone's input and to create a plan on how to move the community forward. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An 18-year-old Florida woman with a shotgun is wanted for questioning in Colorado. Schools in the Denver area are closed, including Columbine, coming up on 20 years since the school shooting there. Dean Phillips with the FBI says about the young woman named Sol Pais.
She has had an infatuation with Columbine and the perpetrators of Columbine. She's made comments to that effect, but she hasn't identified a specific threat to a specific school.
And she was last seen in the Columbine area. The cause of Monday's fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is still under investigation. Fox's Simon Owens there.
Occasionally, firefighters appear on top of one of the bell towers or elsewhere on the exterior as efforts continue to assess how stable the cathedral is. Whatever happens, President Emmanuel Macron pledging the church will be rebuilt within 5 years.
There will be an international architects competition to redesign the church's spire. This is Fox News.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago, with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org. On you.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Starting off a little cloudy today, turning to mostly sunny skies, highs near 78 degrees. Then for tonight, showers, thunderstorms, likely lows around 60 degrees. For your Thursday, we are looking at showers, thunderstorms throughout the day with highs near 63 degrees. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs near 54. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is now 60 degrees.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Wednesday. Time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with Jakardia Wright. The decision has been made.
Yes, it has. You know, there's been a lot of conjecture. It's been going on for a long time about the St. Teresa running back and his college future. He's had one of the great high school careers, really, in Illinois High School Association history, and yet there's been no clear front runner regarding a college destination. A lot of rumors, a lot of, you know, conjecture. Now, however, it looks like we've got a decision. Jacardier will apparently attend Kansas State and will make it official at some kind of a signing ceremony at St. Teresa High School, April 24th. That's next Wednesday. His career has been pretty amazing from the start. The second leading rusher in IHSA history with 8,821 yards. That's crazy. This past season, he rushed for more than 2,600 yards and accounted for 55 touchdowns. Those are just, you know, those are numbers you never, ever see. He averaged 11.9 yards per carry. It sounds like he believes he would be given a chance to play running back at Kansas State. And I say that because some schools have talked to him about playing on defense. I hope he gets a fair shot at running back. I know that's his dream. And, you know, when you've had all your success at that position or a great deal of your success at that position, you'd sure like to get a chance to do that. Today's the start of the spring signing period for college basketball. Also, the centerpiece of the 2019 Illini class is Kofi Cockburn, a guy we've talked about a number of times, big, strong seven-footer. But there will be no signing press conference today. I'm told that's no cause for worry. He simply wants to sign later this week with his own ceremony, and that is not uncommon. Bernard Kuma, a 6'10 high school prospect, is also expected to sign, and a few others are still on the radar. But they're talking in college basketball about a rule change regarding graduate transfers. You know, it's become really kind of open season free agency with this grad transfer thing. If you have your undergraduate degree and you still have a year of eligibility or 2 years of eligibility, you can go to another school and become eligible to play immediately. You don't have to sit out a year as you would in normal transfer circumstances, as long as you enroll in a postgraduate program. But the rule change they're talking about is that if a kid came in and he was going to play for 1 year for you, he would still count for 2 years toward your scholarship total, even if he only plays for 1 year. So and the exception would be unless that transfer completes their master's degree requirements in 1 year. So right now, a lot of schools are trying to swoop up graduate transfers, even if they're just a marginal player, to give them some experience at a position of need. I think this will make school, if they adapt this, I think they will. This will make schools think long and hard about the marginal players. I think you might be willing to give up 2 years of scholarship usage toward a one-year player if that player is truly an impact player, but I don't think you're going to do it for a guy who's just a guy. So, you know, we'll see whether that becomes the rule, but it'll affect how schools go after graduate transfers.
All right. On the other side of the break, we'll do a little Cards and Cubs with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports.
Swing and a long fly ball into center field. Get up, baby. Oh, yeah. A home run and the Cardinals win it.
It's time to fly with the Redbirds on the 2019 season. Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball. WSOY Decatur 1340 AM at 103.3 FM.
There's a long one to left. Another home run for Paul Goldschmidt.
The Cardinals are back in action in Milwaukee on Wednesday. Pre-game at 11:45. First pitch at 12:40.
Swing and a home run.
Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball, WSOY Decatur.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, baseball.
Well, I wish the storyline would change, but Christian Yelich will not let it change. The Milwaukee Brewers outfielder did it again last night. Another home run against the Cardinals. Not only another home run, another three-run home run. That's his eighth home run against the Cardinals this season, his 18th RBI against St. Louis. The Brewers won 8-4. They won 9 of their last 10 against St. Louis. The Yelich home run came against relief pitcher Ryan Helsley, who was making his major league debut. A tough assignment for your first batter you face in the major leagues. Got ahead of him 0-2 and then just left one out over the plate. And if you leave one out over the plate against Yelich these days, he just punishes the ball and did that. But Ryan Helsley was impressive. This is a kid who was last night throwing 100 and 101 miles an hour, settled in, struck out 4, you know. He looked very good. Marcell Ozuna with his seventh home run last night. It was just a really rough start for Jack Flaherty. I think it was maybe the worst start he's had. 2 2/3 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs. And the Cardinals are kind of banged up right now. Mike Myers to the injured list with a shoulder. Tyler O'Neill to the injury list with an elbow. Harrison Bader not on the injury list, but missed his third straight game with a hamstring situation last night. And they will go at it again at 12:40 today against the Brewers with Michael Wacha pitching for St. Louis. The Cubs beat the Marlins 4-0 last night. Jose Quintana has been really good in his last couple starts. He's now gone 14 consecutive scoreless innings last night, 7 innings pitched without giving up a run. Javier Baez, with 3 hits and a home run last night, has 3 hits in 3 straight games. The Cubs have won 5 of 6, and they will go at it with the Marlins today or this evening at 6:10 with Cole Hamels pitching. You watch the Marlins, and there's no comparison to the lineup they're putting on the field and the lineup that the Brewers are putting on the field. And you think about that outfield that they had a couple years ago with Giancarlo Stanton and Christian Yelich and Marcelo Ozuna, and now there's 3 guys out there you've never heard of. It makes a big difference. Both teams are off tomorrow, and then the Cardinals open a series in Busch Stadium against the Mets, and the Cubs open a series at Wrigley Field against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
All right, Mark, have a great day. We appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater is here, opening weekend May 24th through the 26th with Headliners 38 Special. Just hold on loose, babe. I'm so caught up with you. Why know that?
Did you get to me?
And Forever Motown. Tickets for opening weekend and all 2019 season shows on sale Friday, April 5th at 10 a.m. at devonamphitheater.com. The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, located in Nelson Park, Decatur. More details now at devonamphitheater.com.
I'm Dee Dee Gatton with Fox Illinois. You don't have to stay up late to get your local news. Get to bed early with Fox Springfield News at 9, bringing you the local news coverage you can trust. Plus, we're tracking any severe weather that might be in the area. Hey, we're not going to waste your time. And did I mention you can get to bed early? Whether it's breaking news or a code red weather alert, you can count on Fox Illinois to bring you what you need without keeping you up late. That's right after Star on Fox Springfield News at 9.
Join Byers & Company live from the Children's Museum this Thursday, April 18th, for the Duck Derby Early Bird Drawing. Every duck purchased during the Early Bird Drawing will be eligible for fabulous prizes from Taproot, Robbie's, The Beach House, Giggles, and more. Purchase $100 or more in ducks and win prizes like Cubs versus Cardinals dugout seats, jewelry, Oak Terrace packages, and more. And don't forget the Duck Derby race on Saturday, May 4th, for your chance to win the top prize of $3,000. Don't miss your chance for Early Bird prizes this Thursday, April 18th, from 6 to 9 a.m.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. We are live on this, I don't know, is it a good Wednesday? We originally had rain in the forecast, right? So that's not in the forecast anymore?
Not till tonight. Not till until after 1 a.m. tonight.
It was overnight into tomorrow. So 1 a.m. would actually be tomorrow. So we have rain, and then what's happening with the temperatures?
It's warm today. It's going to be almost 80 degrees.
I know, but what's happening with the temperatures after that?
Yeah, it's going to start falling tomorrow. We're going to be around 63 and then falling a little bit more on Friday down to 54.
Got it.
So, yeah.
All right, well, we are back here on a, what is it, Wednesday, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it feels like a different day. Doesn't it feel like a different day to you?
Kind of. I keep thinking it's a Thursday. Yesterday, I couldn't remember if it was Tuesday or Monday.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it is Wednesday. Yes.
Are you still recouping from Monday's WSOY MCA challenge?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah?
Honestly, yeah. My abs hurt
A
little today.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling them very much so.
From the workout on Monday?
Yes.
Got it.
When I eat and expand my stomach at all.
Okay. Well, so listen, is that part of it? I mean, aren't you supposed to be a little bit sore?
Yeah, it's almost more comfortable to suck it in.
Yeah.
Well,
there you have it. Good morning and welcome. Did you I love the English wave of music that came over in the late 70s, early mid 80s. I was a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
That was our Beatles. Not quite the same, but it was the second sort of British invasion. And with that, Although the punk rock music at the time, I mean, I got to tell you, you know, having like stuff stuck in your face, right? What are like those pins? What are they called?
You mean like the body
like safety pins?
Yeah, oh, I mean like safety pins. Okay,
that was a big deal, and they were really, really disliked by the hierarchy there, you know, in London. And I had kind of forgotten about the whole barge and the Jubilee thing until I was watching the Gen X documentary, which, by the way, if you are a Gen Xer, you should go back and watch that. It was pretty well done. And I also have, I think that we don't whine. We're not a whiny generation.
We're not.
We're rebellious. We're cynical. We don't buy into things. You know, we're leery of you know, and wary of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't sit and go, yeah, and we had it rough. Man, we were the divorce rate skyrocketed kids.
Yeah.
We were the kids that we couldn't even have, like, fun sex because we had to go through, like, AIDS and crack and everything else, right? They terrified us, like, on all fronts. They also put out some pretty good music. That was fun. By the way, he's got his own brand of coffee. I can't read it to you on the air.
I love that.
Huh?
That's great. Really?
Yeah, the title of it. It's Get the Blank Out of Bed Coffee.
Love
and
it.
In a world driven by technology and science, we are the gravitational resistance rooted in skill and philosophy, an innovative culinary family fueled by community and passion to deliver the most intellectually honest coffee you will experience. Dark Matter Coffee. It's his own. So there's a you can get it like at the Star Lounge in Chicago, the Osium Metal. There's several places, Electric Mud, that you can do that. That's quite the entrepreneur. And this book he gave me, I want you to look at this. In a day and age where people are writing like,
oh, wow. Look
and this
that.
Is only one book that he's written. And this is literally with advice from over 100 industry professionals on why your band isn't playing that festival, a better live show, from soundcheck to encore, booking yourself, making your show an event, methods of distribution, marketing, how to make an additional $100,000 next year. I mean, this is like real-world advice to aspiring musicians. Martin Atkins, that was fun. I think this thing has the potential to be like a really big deal.
Oh, yeah. And he made a really good point about, you know, the certain scenes. I mean, you look at Nashville, and it's become so oversaturated. It's moving
well,
in Memphis.
Blue Rock Records will tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, they've got a staple of artists here that are really impressive, that you don't have to go all the
no.
way. So that's May 3rd and 4th at Millikan University, there at the Commons, interactive panels, live music, marketplace, and expo, the MMX, MidwestMusicExpo.com, if you want to find them online. All right, Jacardi Wright, happy for this kid.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what I know everybody probably thinks the kid was overhyped.
Could be.
Well, I mean, if you're not a St. Teresa person,
yeah, exactly.
You probably got, but he's literally the most decorated high school running back to ever play in Macon County, ever, in the history of Macon County. He only needed a couple hundred yards, I think, to be the all-time rushing leader in the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
All-time, all of Illinois. So second place on that list. So good for him. Congratulations. I don't know much about Kansas State, but...
If he feels that that's,
yeah,
you know...
Wish him the best. All right, we have tickets to give away.
Do you have them on your person?
No, I don't. Matt's got them. Okay. Matt's hoarding them. Like, I go down and get them, and he hands me two at a time. Which is better than you hoarding them, because you just forget about them, and we don't give them away.
Exactly.
We gave away the April 21st game versus the Mets yesterday, right?
Yes.
You sure about that?
The 21st? Yes.
Yes. All right, so the next tickets we have are for April 23rd, and this is the Brewers. So on Tuesday... they'll be at Busch Stadium, and what do you want to do? Caller number what?
You choose today. I chose, what was it?
Caller 27.
Okay.
At 875-1340. Caller 27 at 875-1340 will win two tickets to see the Cardinals and the Brewers on Tuesday, April 23rd. That's next Tuesday. Caller 27, 875-1340. Right now, Lindsay has your three-day forecast. Back with more after this.
Today we've got cloudy skies that will be clearing up, and we'll get mostly sunny skies later today. Highs around 78 degrees. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m. Lows around 60 degrees for your Thursday. Again, showers, thunderstorms, highs around 63. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs near 54 degrees. It is 60 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
The Jeep Freedom Days event is happening now at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. You've got to check our huge selection of Jeep. With special Freedom Days deals, huge cashback incentives, and an incredible selection, the Jeeps at Bob Brady are jumping right off the lot. You've got to check out a 2018 Jeep Renegade. The Renegade is fun, sporty, and during Jeep Freedom Days event, affordable. Take up to $7,500 off a 2018 Renegade. Hurry, fewer than 10 left in stock now at Bob Brady Jeep. Check this deal on a new 2019 Jeep Compass. Lease it now for a low $189 a month or take up to $3,000 back in factory incentives.
Don't miss that Jeep Freedom Days event.
0% on Cherokee. Bob Brady Jeep has the 2019 Jeep Cherokee with 0% financing for 60 months plus up to $1,000 cash back.
Jeep Freedom Days event.
Bob Brady Jeep, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur. Cashback amounts include all available incentives, financing with approved credit. See Bob Brady Jeep for details.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome to the 17th of April. Who was our winner of the J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds tickets, the Nauticator ticket window?
That was Carla McQueen.
Carla McQueen, congratulations. Mm-hmm. Caller number 27. So everyone else can hang up now. Contest is over. If you're looking for a unique dining experience in downtown Decatur for your next special occasion, Our Bar and Grill is the place to go. Described as a modern-day steakhouse, Our Bar is a fusion of taste and architecture in an intimate space that will blow you away when you walk in the door. Randy West and Chef Ray put together a menu that will make your mouth water. They've got lox and bagels now. How about that? Smoked salmon cream cheese, tomato cracked black pepper, and toasted mini bagel or Hawaiian duck flatbread. Duck confit. Red onion, pineapple, smoked gouda with barbecue sauce on a toasted pita crust. Mouthwatering yet? Then pick your favorite entree from the unique menu separated by land, air, and sea and updated biweekly to feature the hottest, freshest entree creations from Chef Ray. On land, they feature a grass-fed Angus filet with horseradish sauce or try their shareable tomahawk steak. 24 ounces Angus bone-in ribeye with red wine demi-glaze and blue cheese crumbles. We also offer St. Louis cut baby back ribs with R-dry rub, seasonal barbecue sauce, hand-cut fries, and a tangy Asian slaw. Or try one of the many seafood options, wild-caught salmon, grilled with Dijon dill aioli. Is it aioli? Is that how that's pronounced?
Aioli?
I
always say aioli.
I think aioli sounds better, although it could be sort of an insult. Don't be an aioli. Broiled orange roughy, pan-seared jumbo scallops, or this is the thing that I'm dying to try. Brown sugar, pineapple, barbecue, mahi. You can even go casual with the Ray Dog. That's an 8-ounce blank Angus Frankfurter on a toasted roll with Dijon mustard, banana pepper rings, and toasted red pepper relish with hand-cut fries. They also have full bar, live smooth jazz by local artist Michael Shear. Check them out today. 157 West Main Indicator. Don't forget an R-Bar gift card makes the perfect gift for birthdays or anniversaries. And experience excellence at R-Bar and Grill in downtown Decatur. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 11. Phone number is 330-6825, 330-6825, Our Bar and Grill, 157 West Main Street in downtown. Love Chef Ray. I don't have that creativity to pair all that stuff. I mean, that's like an art form, right?
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, the sweet, the sour, I mean, putting all the taste together. And then how do you, I mean, you know, you make a hot dog like a
Yeah,
experience.
How do you make a hot dog amazing like that, you know? Gourmet.
That's exactly right. Well, he does. That's for sure.
I'm hungry.
put that in your My Fitness Pal. I was reading an interesting new study, and this is the problem that I have with people that try to tell you how to live healthy or not healthy or eat or not eat.
Okay.
They're now saying that less than 5 hours of sleep is okay, and that there are other sleep myths about being serious risk to your health. I mean, you hear this, right? That you
all
need
the time.
X number of hours.
You need 8 hours. I can't.
I mean, they recommend 8 hours, but it's a lower number than that to what they say is the threshold. Scientists say the idea that you can get by on less than 5 hours of shut-eye or having a nightcap helps you not off are widely held misconceptions. In fact, they claim that not only do these beliefs shape poor habits, they may also pose a significant public threat. Researchers from NYU School of Medicine reviewed more than 8,000 websites to identify the most 20 common assumptions about sleep. Famously, Margaret Thatcher claimed she could get by on just 4 hours of sleep a night, but the idea you can get by on 5 hours of sleep was one among the top myths researchers were able to dispel based on scientific evidence. They also say this poses the most serious risk health to for the long-term sleep deficits. We have extensive guidance to show sleeping 5 hours or less consistently increases your risk greatly for adverse health consequences. So is it 5 hours? Is it 4 hours? How many hours do you sleep?
Do you usually go to bed about, 10?
Yes.
And I am up at 3:50.
So you're getting almost 6 hours.
Yeah.
Does that
which
sound about right?
Which is more than enough.
Is that more than enough?
I mean, because the thing is I get up at 3:50 even on weekends.
Yeah. I got 6 hours and 10 minutes of sleep last night.
I think 6 hours is about my weekday, you know, and sometimes you get a little nap, like a little half hour or something in the afternoon.
Yeah, I am big on the power nap. I used to think that was an old person thing. Now I'm a big believer in it. What were we watching? Oh, we were watching, I don't know, one of the TV shows, Get Shorty, I think, where the FBI agent takes the 13-minute power nap.
Yes.
I can do that. You can't.
You'd be like, no, just take a little nap. I need at least like 30 minutes. If I don't have the 30 minutes.
Can I explain to you, though, now tell everyone, because you won't put the devices down. You wonder why you can't get sleepy.
I have a hard time shutting my brain off.
But why? Because you're stuck in an iPad playing games.
And the reason I'm stuck in the iPad is because I can't turn my... I will lay there and close my eyes, and I can't stop.
No.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I need at least a half hour. And that doesn't count my falling asleep time. If I can't get the half hour, then I'm not taking a nap.
You literally, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm not exaggerating at all, she will nap with her phone laying on her chest. What is... Do you feel like you have like an...
Or near my head.
Do you feel like that your attachment to your phone, even in a day and age where we are all very attached to our devices, is abnormal?
No. In today's day and age, no. I think I'm pretty good.
Okay.
I know I am addicted to my phone.
But, I mean, you won't even let it... I mean, you literally... Why do you feel like you have to have it near your head to sleep?
Because I don't have my volume on. So I have, vibration... And so
doesn't your watch do that already?
Not on everything. So I have to get notifications for certain things.
All right. I think you need to learn to do the 13-minute power nap and be able to shut down completely and put the device.
I need to get the eye thing.
By the way, the Apple Watch is not a good nap tool. I'm just saying. Because I do put the phone away, yet... There's nothing, and here's what will generally happen. I will be taking a much-needed 30-minute snooze, right? And then I'll get the inundation of Greg Spain texts coming in that mean nothing.
No.
Have nothing to do with anything. Don't require an answer. It's just my wrist going.
Between Brett adding things to the calendar.
That's always, you know, when that happens is like when I'm in front of a client or a partner and I'm using my iPad and all of a sudden, ding, 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 that Microsoft thing, we really got to get rid of that.
Yeah, I don't need to know that Hot has a remote in Champagne.
But they all come at the same time. That's funny.
He does do them all.
Well, that's
once.
When he gets them, I think, in fairness to him.
Yeah.
But yes, that is, but yes, so between that and the Spain text while I'm napping, he doesn't know that I'm napping. He also doesn't have reason to be sending most of the text. We'll take a break. Top of the hour. Stories and news. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiloh with your stories now. Ever thought of going vegan? Recent research has shown that interest in veganism is soaring, especially among millennials, celebrities, and athletes. Some have even called 2019 the year of the vegan.